And I'm going to head back to my PowerPoint. And I'm going to go to slideshow from beginning. Okay. So delivering content in new ways, why we can and why we should deliver content in new ways. The first is that our students are learning in an environment, let me grab this really quickly. They're learning in an environment in which they're actually taking content, collaborating with it, using it, organizing it, mixing it up. They're no longer just these passive consumers of information. Now in today's age, we're in an era where they're actually taking that content and they're creating and innovating with it, okay? So we want to be able to put our presentations out there so that they can take that content and actually go ahead and use it. The first is engage your audience. So one thing that was brought up was the fact that, well, they're not going to come to our presentations. If you have a good presentation, people are still going to come. We typically think of PowerPoints as you have your slides and you have your bullet points and all the information is on those bullet points. But that's actually not an effective way to present. So if we actually want to have people come to our presentations and have effective presentations, we can easily put up our PowerPoint with or without the audio, and people are still going to want to attend. So we need to kind of rethink the way we go ahead and create our PowerPoints and what we actually put into our presentations. A lot of times you'll see that people will just put in visuals, and they'll have something like engage your audience right here. If I were to put this slide up on the web, you would have absolutely no idea what my presentation was about besides the fact that it says engage your audience. You're still going to want to attend because of the fact that just because you have this doesn't mean you actually have the information. So it's all about good presentation skills. Okay, the next is MIT does it, why shouldn't we? Has anybody heard that MIT actually puts all their courses up online that you can take for free? Anybody heard that? No, you can actually go onto the MIT website and you can download all of their course information and you can actually take courses online. The question we always get is how do they get away with putting up their courses for free, especially when tuition costs are getting higher and schools need money? How are they getting away with this? Because just like we just said, MIT and along with a lot of other schools believe that it's not giving the information and having the information. Once again, it's what they do with that information. What people take with that information, what they create, what they innovate, what they revamp with that information. So that's why they can actually go ahead and put all their stuff up. The other thing is, if we give them the information online, they're not going to come to class, right? So what we talked about there is, I totally lost my train of thought. If you can give them something in a handout, I'm back on track now. If you can give them something in a handout, then why would they have to come anyways? If you can just put things in a handout and they can learn what you want them to learn, then great. Then it needs to be in a handout. But once again, we want our facilitators to be people that really encourage engagement, collaboration, and taking information and actually going ahead and using it. Okay? The other example we have, and you saw in David Warlick's presentation, is with Second Life and how there are courses that you can attend. I think University of Illinois, you can actually go into Second Life and walk into University of Illinois, sit down and take a class. You can walk into their library, sit down and take a class because they feel that they can give you that information and you're going to actually do something with that information. Okay. You are the creator, you make the choices. And one thing is who has access to view it. You make the choices on who has access to view it. So I'm going to show you something in a minute called SlideShare. You can upload your presentations to SlideShare, and you can choose who sees it. You can make it public so anyone can see it, or you can share it with certain individuals, okay? The other thing you can also choose to do is choose to put only certain portions of your presentation up. So if I just want to put my slides up and not have the audio with it, once again, encourages people to come because they're just getting the slides, so if somebody wants to view it after the presentation, they'll know what we talked about. But you can go ahead and you can put up just the visuals and not the actual audio, so you can choose how you want to create it and how you actually want to go ahead and share and post it. The next is, it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. You see we have a kid here who's on the internet who's actually going ahead and creating things. So the internet and technology in general has made it much easier for us to go ahead and create things and for us to post our content online. It's no longer you had to know all this coding and you had to be able to manipulate coding. It's not like that anymore. With a click of a button, you can upload your presentation, publish it, and you can share it with anybody. So now it's as easy as just being able to access the internet and click a couple of buttons. Okay. So I'm going to go ahead now and I'm going to stop my audio. You can see I've been recording the whole time. Oops, you want to stop.